The Oracle, Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome once again to another exciting moment on radio, on whatever platform, whether on YouTube, whether on Facebook, whether on Instagram, you are getting to watch or listen. I want to say you are welcome to today's presentation. Is such an explosive one, maybe far more explosive than the ones we've done earlier. All right, please, you will do me a favor. Call a friend, call a family member, call a colleague, call a church member, call a mosque member, call a prayer partner. Let them tune in to this platform as we speak. All right, I will go on a short break now. I will be right back. Please don't change this channel.
Chapel of Impactation presents Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant in the New Age. We will be having four keynote speakers. Adedeji Ajadi, Finance and Management Consultant. Topic, How to Develop a Professional You. Olumide Adeleye, a Nigerian Social Entrepreneur. Topic, Guides to Acquiring Competitive Skills. Adeolu Akiemi, Business Leader, Serial Entrepreneur. Topic, Becoming an Under 30 CEO. Vincent Arifalo, Medical Doctor. Topic, How to Discover Purpose Early in Life. Date is Saturday, 25th September 2021. Time, 11 a.m. prompt. Venue, 95
Ibaja Agege Road.
By Shofunde Bus Stop, Agege. For inquiries, contact Wale on 0816-131-8569. Bolaji on 0903-234-2440. Don't miss this lifetime opportunity. Be there.
Welcome back. Make sure that your kids are there. I will be there as the chief host. Now we go to African market summary for the week ended September 10, 2021. We have just about a minute or two. Well, very many, almost half of these markets in the week under review were actually down, but we still saw Zimbabwe, Malawi, Ghana. All right, Malam, what do you think is in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think there is a change in the leadership, and that would give hopes. And at times the market behaves this way, even if there is no change. When you lost heavily, you recover. That's what happened to Ghana. Last week, it lost heavily. This week, it recovered.
No, upper week, it lost. This last week, it recovered.
So,
right?
So it's part of the recovery. Because if you look at what it gained in the first 2 weeks, it's not up to what it lost in the last third week.
We now come to our own market. I could say Asia index declining 0.86, market capitalization declining. The volume was up, value was up, deals down. Aruna.
I think there was a lot of movement of funds out of the market to probably the money.
But
market.
If there was a lot of loss of demand out of the market, 51.14% in value will not be.
No, I don't think there is a loss of the money.
No, in but fact, more money came in.
What actually happened?
Some of the results declared
by the companies, some of the results declared surprised the market. And people were disappointed. So they lost heavily. And when they lost heavily, it gave opportunity to others to say, okay, at this price, let me come in. And I think that's what happened to some of the heavy transactions.
All right.
What I saw was the declining prices.
But even this, volume grew 6.55, value grew 51.1%.
Because of Airtel Africa.
All right. But again, the fact that volume grew, the fact that value grew, more money came into the market than money that went out. Let's leave that and go to the gainers. Where? Oando 14% growth in the course of last week. Malam.
That gives you the confidence that the shareholder, having attended the AGM, they are satisfied with the way and manner the AGM hold.
Malam, before you go far,
yes.
14% growth in a week is not a big deal.
Yes, it's not a big deal, but to show you confidence, the shareholder are satisfied with the way and the manner the AGM hold. Remember that there wasn't an AGM for the last 3 years for this company. And what it means that, listen to the utterances of the shareholder that spoke during the AGM. All of them, they say the way forward. Therefore, we believe that the management will take lesson from that statement and also move the company.
Malam, of all you are saying, now to close on Friday, the stock lost 0.9%.
It doesn't matter. There is no stock continue going up with that coming down. It's adjustment. But the truth of the matter, there is confidence. And you cannot tell me today, Onde is trading less than 5 naira, when Ethana oil is trading above 6 naira.
Aruna, do you believe in one?
I think what happened was just a run of the market that pushed it from 407 to 464. The what the market is waiting for Wando is the release of their 2019-2020 period.
So there are still outstanding results as we speak.
The last result was 2019.
So until then, madam, nobody should build confidence in this kind of company.
No.
That confidence
in the market is speculation. In speculation, you don't wait for the result. From the result,
must everybody speculate?
Not everybody speculate. Even long-term investors, they have confidence in this company. I have not seen a single filling station of owner that is not selling.
What do you want to say that to UCAP that is selling above its parent?
I think it's a fortunate child. I believe the people there are actually working
to buy more.
Yes, I think that stock is going somewhere. It's going to happen somewhere. People there have already put
indicators are showing that profit taking advanced this week.
After profit taking, it can still continue to move.
You see, that is the issue of quantity. How many issued share capital of the UCAP? How many issued share capital
and
of the
share distribution? So, it is even concentrated in the hands of few people.
When you have less quantity, your price go up, and that is why I believe in reconstructions.
But if it's not backed by performance, it won't go up.
It will never.
It has to be backed by performance. No matter how low the quantity is, if it is not backed by performance, then
it won't go anywhere. Madam, don't worry. A whole day we will devote to share reconstruction. I will tell you before that time. Cornerstone down 15.79%. UPDC 10.06%. Three insurance equities. I can see Lasaco, you mentioned it, down. Chip PLC down. Cornerstone down. Apathy is over in insurance equities, madam.
Not at all. You see, since they have not come with their concluded of their capitalization, they were extended up to December this year. So the party is not yet over. And many things can happen. The beauty of the insurance company, Nicom, for the last 3 years, they did not issue any new license. Whoever come to this country, they say, buy the existing one. And that's what makes Tangerine to acquire about 3 pension funds. And more that want to come to this country, they look inward and buy. And therefore, the party is not over.
All right. In the course of the week, UBA released its second quarter earnings to the market. By any standard, this is not a bad performance, except if you have a contrary view. Turnover grew by 5.02%, of course, marginal. But profit after tax grew by 36.35%. Earning per share of 1.77 kobo at the price of 7.60 kobo PE ratio is 4.29% for second quarter result, and it is not analyzed. This is not bad. Earnings yield 23.29%, profit margin 19.21%. It could be better, but this is not bad result. I don't know what you
are. It's not bad at all compared to their 2020, and you can see that they were able to pay the 20 kobo that they used to pay. And what drove the price down after their second quarter 2020 because the decline in the Italian dividend from 20 to 17, but they are back to 20 kobo again.
Madam, how did the market react to this result?
The market have not reacted yet because this is a company that increased their profit after tax by 36%, interim dividend by 20%. What does that mean? It shows you that there is discipline in their expenses. And if they continue with that discipline in their expenses, the sky is their limit. And now they rewarded the shareholder. From 72 kobo, they say take 20 kobo. Technically, it means that even the final dividend is likely going to increase. And that's what we want for any market, not to remain the same. Show us improvement in the profit, in the rewarding. And they did. And therefore, the market will reward UBE. And
the market will be, why is it that?
I can assure you, even the child you are talking, by the time the market come back to the parent, you will see that they are not the same.
In other words, the price of the increasing price of UCAP should lead to a higher price of UBA.
Not at all. It's the performance of the UBA. UBA on their own, they increase their profit by 36%. They increase their interim dividend by almost 20%. What else do you want? You have increased your profit, you have increased your rewarding to the shareholder, then the next year price should go up.
But from what I'm seeing on the charts here, the price is even actually looking down.
Yes, that is the chart is. But the fundamental will tell you this is the stock to buy.
Okay. Now, if I go to buy UBA, for example, I'm still with you, Malam, at a price of, let's say, 750, 760, where it ended on Friday of last week, was around 760 plus or minus, all right? How long do you think I can wait?
Well, you see, we are in almost the last quarter because by the time they release their third quarter, that price will not even be traded below 8 naira. Because today, take it at this price, you get 20 kobo. Which else will you buy at this price and get 20 kobo? And I can assure you, UBA have did it in 2019, they pay 1 naira. They can repeat it in 2021. And if they do that, the price will go beyond the double digit.
Aruna, I can see you come. A child from UBA, I can see UBA. One is bigger than the other. Which of these two will you naturally prefer that I pitch my tent with?
Yeah, I would say that UCAP has actually, it has moved, like you said, the chart was showing that there may be a slowdown. I would rather pitch my tent with UBA because of the price that is trading
at. As new investment, right?
Yeah, of course, yes, as new investment.
How long do you think I should wait before?
This year, UBA traded over 8 naira, I think 850, 860. I think when the news of this result entered the market, I thought UBA would do added the 20.
The highest it has done this year, UBA, was 9.25.
So it had the potential of touching it.
Surpassing it, because they have all it takes to surpass it.
Because by the time we begin to see Quota 3, which is almost certain, but you know, any release of result for Quota 3 is almost certain, just a quarter to go, I think we begin to see the way better.
Right, GTCO, the new parent company, the new bond parent company of Guaranteed Trust Bank PLC, in the course of last week, released, well, I want Aruna and Malam to describe it, but I can say this result, as far as I'm concerned, is poor. We said it, we are not expecting anything fantastic from the new parent that Guarantee has just formed for itself. For this second quarter earnings, we could see 7.65% decline in top line and 15.76% decline in bottom line, even against a lockdown year for that matter. Now, as we speak, the earning per share was just 2.70 naira at a price of 27.05 naira. PE ratio is now 10.02. Earnings yield, very poor, 9.98%. But the profit margin is very fantastic, 38.20%. Aruna, I'm sure you will not be buying GTCO, and if you are in it, you will probably be selling truffles.
No, I will, as a new investor, I may actually not be entering into it, but I'm already having the position and I'm holding it. What I just say here is a decline in turnover, 7.65%. Yes, it's, I think there's a decline, but I don't think it's that bogus. I believe GT is a stock that the market has.
Let me tell you why you are. I'm not. Okay.
No, we should look at it. If any other stock have come out with this kind of offer, the price would have been trading less than 27.
And but the price actually is not looking.
So at this price, it's still maintaining the price. It was released at 27.10 and it closed 27.05, which means that it's resilient.
Even at this. Forget that it's a change of leadership.
This price.
When you get change of leadership, what the new leader does is to write up all what's supposed to be right and what is not even to be right, so that you start with a clean slate. And next step, you will start recovering from what he has written off. If you look at it in the
if I take
GT,
it that way, it,
GT for the last 10 years has never had a negative turnover.
In other words,
so for
in
me,
other words,
Mala, leadership that affected the turnover, but I can assure you, the next you will see that things change.
Malam, are they writing off turnover too?
No, I think, no, it, was, I think it was a physician. You see, they were more concerned with the structure.
You write off. It will reflect definitely in your profit after tax. What kind of writing off?
Even the income that you do recognize, you can decide not to recognize it. And if you decide not to recognize it, it will affect your gross income. I can assure you, change of leadership is what I think GTP, I have confidence in them.
Reminding you again of the youth in leadership and exploits event between September 24th and 26th. For so long as you are under the age of 40, I expect to see you at that event. It's going to be very explosive, far more explosive than what we do on air. We have to round off now. I want to say a very big thank you to this gentleman for the skill and the knowledge that they have deployed to the discussion. By the special grace of God, we shall be with you again next time, healthy, alive, and kicking. Until then, I remain just sincerely wealth creation and accumulation and preservation and all of the above. Abayomi of Babalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.